If you raced to the petrol station yesterday to fill up, were you one of the many motorists that were turned away as pumps ran dry across parts of the country? The end of the fuel excise discount at midnight prompted panic buying from some, and it's left many wondering what guarantees are in place, if any, to ensure there won't be price gouging over the coming days. Gina Cass-Gottlieb is the chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, known, of course, as the ACCC, and our guest this morning. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
How much higher will prices go, and can consumers expect the increase immediately?
The question how much higher they'll go is really going to depend on competition at looking at the price at the pump. They've already started to move at the wholesale level. So if you look at the terminal gate price, I've checked it this morning, Patricia, in the five largest capital cities, it's moved up by half of the increase at the wholesale level. But if I look at the retail price in Melbourne, the average price today has come down from yesterday, as an example. And that's because the servos both continue to have the lower price fuel in their tanks, and it will take them roughly, depending on the volume, and you referred to huge runs on it, so in that case, but if they still have the lower excise price in their sitting in their tanks, it will take longer, and plus they're competing. So I've also looked, you have 25 cent different to 30 cent different prices within short distances because they compete on price. Mm. So it will take some time for us to see maybe up to a week, 2 weeks in the big cities, could be longer in regional areas. When we looked at how long it took for the reduction to pass through, when we checked that in March and April, took up to 6 weeks in regional areas.
What's behind the increase consumers in capital cities have already seen? I've been inundated by text messages of people telling me they've, you know, reporting what they've increased that they've seen themselves. The NRMA says that's not part of the normal cycle. So what is it?
We've done some very careful analysis as to what is happening, and we're monitoring the prices in every capital city in over 190 locations. There is a bit of complexity to this. There is always in the petrol price cycle quite a difference between the lowest price. So many of what you're getting texts about and reports are about the five cap cities which have the petrol price cycles. And on average, we've checked over the 6 months of the period of having the excise reduction, you have had an average trough, so the lowest price in the cycle up to the highest, average differences from 30 cents up to 36 cents. What we have seen in the five capital cities over the last cycle is a number are at 36 cents, 37 cents, Sydney and Melbourne, and Brisbane 36, but Adelaide had a high at 41. Perth has a slightly different cycle process, but had 25. In some ways, motorists focus more closely at a key time like this when they're worried about a price increase. And perhaps actually, if they had compared, they would have seen that there was roughly the same shift. What we are looking to is what is going to happen now and what is going to happen as the increase, which is already flowing through at wholesale, comes through. We don't expect, Patricia, for it necessarily to be passed on in full. We expect there to be competition. Currently, the prices are at the top of the cycle. We think that retailers can absorb that increase when they're at the top of the cycle. What we want to see is, do they continue to go down to the trough when motorists should buy? All of our experience says if motorists buy at independent servos, not at the larger chains, and if they check on our website three times a week, we update it. When they are getting to the bottom of the cycle, they will save a lot of money. And now is an important time to do that.
The ACCC's warned outlets not to pass on the increased excise before running down supplies of cheaper fuel. How will you ensure that doesn't happen, and what are the penalties involved if they do?
The most important way that we ensure it is we're tracking every day, And we are tracking, looking at each of the locations, five capital cities, over 190 regional, and we are looking at the average prices and at per servo prices. If we see a rise that is other than we expect, we will firstly report it so that motorists know. And if we see an extreme rise, we will not only refer to the location, we will refer to the actual chain or service station that is doing so, so that motorists basically know to avoid them, which is the critical point. Servos do really rely on volume. If the volume gets below a certain level, many of them are operating reasonably close to their capacity to get a return on their business. So they actually do need to retain the custom of their motorists. So firstly, we will be taking action to ensure that there is clear reporting and that motorists can check our reporting and check their petrol price apps, because that gives you real-time data every day. Secondly, if we see any misleading statements that attribute a large price increase to the reinstatement of the full excise, we will investigate and we'll take action. So any misleading comment about a price increase, we will be taking action.
Just on another issue before I let you go, which is obviously huge at the moment, and that is Optus and the data breach there. The ACCC deputy chair says no business is 100% safe from a cyber attack. The Optus breach has been called a basic hack. Surely we can prevent basic hacks 100% of the time, right?
This lesson is a stark call out to many bodies, to private sector, so to the businesses we all deal with who take our data. And what they should be doing is only taking what they need and then deleting it after they no longer need it. So this is data that has sat from customer data from 2017. There are people who are ex-customers, may have only been a customer for a short period of time and their data was still there. So there are multiple wake-up calls here. There is also a wake-up call across the various agencies that are cooperating now at a Commonwealth and state level so that we get clear advice to customers about what they can do and should do to protect themselves, and so that we can take the step so that different private sector bodies like banks are able to be alert and take steps to protect their customers. So you're absolutely right, Patricia. This is a wake-up call, both for parties like Optus that hold data, but for multiple of the rest of us, in the best way to use what we know and what the ACCC knows, particularly because we run ACCC Scam Watch. We know the risk to Australians from scams. Last year, it was $2 billion at least was lost. We also know that vulnerable people, the aged, linguistically diverse, refugees, Aboriginal communities, suffer a higher proportion of losses to scams because they are more vulnerable to them. So we know this is a high risk, and it's incredibly important that there is as strong as possible protection of data, and also that agencies like the ACCC are giving clear warnings and giving clear information to help customers respond and protect themselves.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gina. Really appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure, Patricia. Thank you.
That's the chair of the ACCC, Gina Cass-Gottlieb, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.
Hey, podcasters, just wanted to mention, if you're looking for more stories about the law and justice without a whole lot of legal jargon, check out the Law Report on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.